Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of January, Monday morning, 2020. And what are the effects of the new birth? Well, we can talk about cause and effect. We can talk about problem solution. We can talk about remedies for problems. But what are the effects of a new birth? What does the scripture say are the effects of the new birth? The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace from which is, and which was, and which is to come. Welcome aboard, Rob Pugh. Glad to have you with us this morning. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind stayed on thee. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The effect of being born again is to be at peace with God. For when a person is born again by the Spirit of God, it has been revealed to them the remedy for all of their problems, the solution. And that solution is Jesus Christ. They are no longer helpless. They're no longer hopeless. Their sins have been forgiven and cast as far as the east is from the west. Welcome aboard, Joshua West. Glad to have you with us this morning. The effects of being born again is to have peace and comfort of soul. Perfect love casteth out fear. Fear not, little flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, we see all of this animosity in our culture, in our society. All of these shootings and killings and rampages. And that's not the effects of being born again. That's not the effects. Confusion of faces. Are we looking to the rock this morning, from which cometh our strength? Our strength cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth and all that is in. All things were made by him and for him, and there is nothing that was made that was not made by Jesus Christ. But the effects of being born again, behold, I make all things new. The Christian does not have to be over-occupied with the concerns of the culture. Are we contending for the culture, or are we contending for the faith? How do we contend for the faith? We contend for the faith by proclaiming the gospel, the good news. Not only what Christ has done for us, but what Christ said he's done for sinners. He said he came into the world to save sinners. He also said he came to save his people from their sins. And he did it, and it's finished. That's why the change has taken place in the hearts and minds of those who've been born again. The effects of this upon the believer, the effects are quietness and assurance forever. We cannot be shaken by condemnation of others, by allegations of others. They may call us all kind of names. They may scorn us. They may ridicule us. They may hold us in disdain. But the effects of being born again by the Spirit of God brings peace and joy and gladness of heart. Welcome aboard, Zulfikar Gill. Glad to have you with us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The effects of the gift of salvation upon those who receive it are peace and joy and assurance. You know, there's not a lot of satisfaction amongst those who are not born again, because they're looking to the wrong sources for their joy. They're looking to materialism. They're looking to their careers. They're looking to their spouses. They're looking to their relatives. They're looking for money, looking for prestige. For God's people, we're looking to Christ. In him all the fullness dwells for our lives. There are no reasons to look back to the world and its allurements, because we have the remedy. We have the solution. We have Christ. Christ gave himself freely. He laid his life freely down for his people. Welcome aboard, Jerry Marcelino. And we find that most people today who are not born again are selfish, are thinking of their own lives. They're not concerned about others. And they're more concerned about trying to raise up on the social ladder, so to speak, to climb the social ladder. They want to be popular. They want to have power. They want to have prestige and money. But you know what? For God's elect, for those who have been recipients of salvation, we rest in the completed work of Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Glad to see you this morning. Glad to have you with us. Well, how long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Welcome aboard, Troy Sharbrough. Glad to have you with us, brother. Keep on keeping on. How long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Well, you know, the remedy for all of the problems in the course of a person's life are found in the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We used to sing a song when I was coming up. At the cross where I first saw the light, the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Well, welcome aboard, Agwali McOdaya. Hope I said that right. Glad to have you with us this morning. When we receive Christ, when Christ comes to us and brings us out of sin and sorrow, we have joy and peace. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me, to send his son to die and to redeem us for eternity? By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me, who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our souls all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. Our praise will ring out for all eternity. The answer, the effects of our salvation can be displayed and experienced by our joy. You know, have you ever met someone who says they're Christian, but they're never happy? They never display joy? They're always looking down on the world and everything? Well, if we have the answer, if we have the remedy, if we have hope, we have assurance, we should have joy, should we not? Yes, we are living in very evil days. There's no question about it. We were told it was going to happen too. I mean, all you have to read is the 24th chapter of Matthew. Vulgar movies, pornography, and YouTube. Put no evil thing before our eyes that causes us to sin. Let's start acting like we've been truly born again. Help me not to return to the beggarly elements of the world, but may your Holy Spirit guide me by your word. Lot was vexed while in Sodom, and we're in Sodom too. But you know what? Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be holy and acceptable in thy sight. Give us your continued grace and mercy so that in heavenly places we can sit. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Even in the midst of Babylon, in God, we can trust. Amen. So let us be reminded when the culture and society and the government and our neighbors and our relatives, those around us, are into gloom and doom and despair, just remember, God has breathed in us his spirit, and we have joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, and he can lead our lives daily and cause us to have a glad heart. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Would you come to him with all of your cares, weary and worn and sad? Jesus will take all your burdens away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is our prayer. God bless.